What's up, my friends? It is 9 o'clock-ish on Wednesday, which means you're here with me, Melissa, and this is Oral Stimulation. I am joined again by my fabulous co-host, Alex. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Happy hump day.
You're so filthy.
I'm excited about tonight.
Tonight's going to be a good one. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yes, we need to make up for last week.
Oh, yeah. We weren't even here last week. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Well, I missed hearing you on air. I mean, we went out for sushi.
Yes, sushi's always good.
That was amazing sushi, actually.
Good stuff.
Oh, so good. Okay. In the meantime, after our sushi, we went to an amazing party. And if you've listened to any of the other shows this week, I'm sure you heard Jeremy knows how to do it. He knows how to throw a party. This was great. I didn't even drink, and I had a great time.
You didn't? Not even a sip?
No. I'm not really a drinker.
Not at all?
No.
I'm probably socially.
I shouldn't say that, though, because I did just get a pretty cool new promo gig that I'll tell you guys about after I get started in a couple weeks. What's your favorite drink? Party drink?
Party drink? Liquid cocaine.
Do you drink alone? I guess I shouldn't even ask that.
No, I always make sure somebody's around, and I'll force a drink on them.
Smart. Liquid cocaine, what's that?
It's actually a combination of like a Jaeger, 151, and Goldschlager. People make it differently every time, but that's the main combo. I go to Vegas back and forth a lot.
Really?
And that's usually the one for me to take the edge off. I do 2 shots of that, and I'm on a good one.
On the way?
No, once I get there to get started. Usually on the way, it's like a pineapple vodka.
You don't drink on the freeway.
No, on the flight in.
Oh yeah, because you fly like you're fancy.
Occasionally.
All right, cool. So, speaking of things that go in your mouth, let's talk about it. Go ahead, because I know you want to ask.
Well, a couple weeks ago, it was National Boyfriend Day, right?
It was.
And someone was bragging about how she was going to give a Skittles blowjay.
I was really excited about this one, too.
And so how did it go? I think everybody wants to know.
Everybody. I've been getting all kinds of messages on this, actually. So here's the story. It did not go because, like I speculated, he did not show up. There was no Skittles blowjob.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
That Justin Rivera.
Oh,
terrible.
Why'd you say his name?
I'm calling him out.
Oh. Horrible. Okay, so no, there was no Skittles blowjob.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call him out. I mean, are you kidding me? It was National Boyfriend Day.
I know.
And you had a very pleasant surprise for him.
What do you got, Mindy?
Well, I was just going to say, if you're going to be giving a blowjob and involving some type of condiment, like, let's think here. Does a penis taste like cake or does it taste like a big giant sausage? I'm talking barbecue sauce, nacho cheese, and ketchup. That's what will complement the taste of your man's meat to make it an actual hearty meal and enjoying situation for you both.
I am a vegetarian.
Ketchup.
I do not want anything hard and fleshy covered in barbecue sauce in my mouth.
But the Skittles will just get all caught in the pubes and then you'll just have a sticky mess.
Oh, no, no. You have to shave it first if you're going to do something like this.
Oh. This is epic and planned, well planned out.
Oh, yeah.
You have to shave. It's like a tattoo. It's like permanent.
Oh, but no. I mean, I like it if a guy is shaved or, you know, definitely at least trimmed on there.
It's always good to be clean.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to be out.
All right. Thanks for the
I can hear him. Okay.
Sorry.
So, yeah, there was no Skittles blowjob. And there was nothing after that, actually.
What a bummer.
I know. It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
It's over. It's over. It's over. I'm single. So.
Shut the front door.
No, I'm serious. It's really over this time. For real.
Okay, so what happens now? You guys gonna get back together tomorrow?
No, we're not. No, it's been a solid week. So
I'm proud of you.
I know. Thank
Way
you.
To stay strong.
Ugh, it's been easy. He made it easy for me. What can I say? All right. But here's my dilemma. Because I do like to only be with one guy. Now, I'll talk a lot, but I'm not the girl that gets around. I really make it special for one guy that I'm with, and I can't just find that guy, you know, on a Thursday. So in the meantime, it's just me and my fantasies, which is actually our topic for the evening. Fantasies, what are yours? If you want to call in, you can use a fake name. I don't care. It's 1-800-893-9562. And we're going to be talking about this the whole hour. So don't be afraid if you hear us skipping around, call in, interrupt us. Tell us your fantasies. We want to hear them.
Yeah, please call in 1-800-893-9562.
Now, Alex, I heard you've got a really good story to tell on this topic.
Well, actually, on the topic of fantasies, I think you have, like, usually both ends of the spectrum. Something super naughty and nasty, and something that's very, probably more, like, intimate and probably more memorable. I have a friend that, his fantasy.
Now, this sounds like you're going romantic.
Yes, actually, to a point. There's always a surprise ending. I have a really good friend that, he wants his partner to saran wrap him, his chest, and he would like her to poop on his chest. That is something that he just always wanted to do.
Yeah, tell him to go for it. If the lady's down, it's on.
Melissa, would you be comfortable doing that?
Pooping on someone or getting pooped on?
No, pooping on someone, like if... Like, say there was a guy you were totally into. Do you have, like, any kind of, like, dream guy?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Of course. Anybody who knows me knows my type.
And that is?
Tall, bald, Filipino.
and that's the type of guy that really makes you want to take a crap on him?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I think in saying that, it's like, what if he told you, like, you know, Melissa, one of my deepest, darkest fantasies is for you to saran wrap me or my chest, and I want you to poop on my chest.
Okay, well, I mean, it kind of depends. Are there arms in the saran wrap or out?
You know, when my friend told me that story, I looked at him and I didn't know if he was serious or not. And there was that awkward quietness. I had to play it off because it was awkward for me at the time.
Did he tell you, like, hey, man, I got to tell you something? Or, I mean...
That's exactly how it happened. He's all lame, like the hottest girl you would think. And I named her, and he goes, would you let her poop on your chest? I looked at him like, wait, what? And he was kind of looking at me totally serious, like total poker face. And I go, no. And he looked at me, he's like, well, I kind of want my girl to do that to me.
So he wants it.
Yeah, he wants it.
Does the girl want to do it?
I don't know. I will actually get back to him and find out to see if it actually happens. I think it has to be, the stars definitely have to be aligned for that, something like that to happen.
Seriously, are they married?
Yes, they're actually married.
So they're already like legally bound. So even if they do it and something gets weird,
yeah,
I mean, that's a lot of paperwork.
I think it's one of those things. It's like, hey, for our 5th year anniversary, like we should go to Hawaii. And go, or I don't know, Fiji or something random. And, you know, that might be something to look forward to.
We have to get out of the country. I don't know if you'd want to do it, like, on a special occasion, though. Because if you haven't tried it before and you're not totally sure about it, and then you do it, then you're like, oh, yeah, remember the 5th anniversary when we had to ask for 3 new sets of sheets and we couldn't get rid of that smell in the room? Like... Yeah. You know.
Imagine going through TSA. What's the deal with all the saran wrap?
That must be some really stinky poop you're brewing up there. 3 pairs of sheets.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it gets messy.
Oh, yeah. I guess I only really ever witness poop when it's submerged in water, so I don't know what it will do when it's just plopping on saran wrap.
Well, now, come on. If anyone knows, it would be you. You are the anal expert in there.
I don't know if I'm, like, an anal expert. More, I don't know.
You're an anal expert, but not all things anal.
Maybe. I don't know. You're calling me the expert here. I just like to share what little knowledge I have.
And it is greatly appreciated. Okay, one pair of sheets. Two pairs. A couple pairs of sheets and a pillowcase. I don't know.
I'm still kind of like trying to figure out. I wouldn't even think about planning because I can't even think that far of actually going through with it.
What about people that want to like wear diapers, poop in the diapers, and then have a sexy girl change their diapers? Like, that's a fantasy.
It is. Adult diapers is huge. Yes. You know, there's that one guy who spends his whole life as a baby. He's got a nanny to take care of him. He built himself a huge high chair, and that's like his thing. But obviously his poor old nanny has to change his diapers.
Wait, so is that more of a reality for him, or is it like a fantasy, or it's like a fantasy come true?
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, it's his thing.
Daily, I mean, do you think the nanny gets paid like a bunch of bucks to change his diaper?
Probably.
He probably has to be rich to be able to commit his life to being a baby.
Well, I think he has like a day job, and then he goes home and gets in his onesie. I'm serious.
Man,
footy pajamas.
People are weird.
I know.
Do you think he like would want to be breastfed?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Just
that's a fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Guys that are all into breast milk?
I could be. I don't know. We should have some callers call in and see if we're like far off topic or
you
not.
You guys are grossing me out tonight.
I know you guys out there hear this phone number, 800-893-9562. Who's going to be brave enough to call?
Seriously, I told you guys you can use fake names. That's fine. But do you think the baby thing would fall into romantic fantasy, like being cared for? Or do you think it would be dirty?
I think it's sick and twisted for me. I mean, I like to be an adult. I couldn't fathom going and being a baby and being that way.
Sicker and more twisted than chest pooping?
Chest pooping, I think that's actually more of an art, maybe.
Okay, but here's the thing. What if you go out of the country and you think it's a good idea, but then you don't realize that you drank some bad water, and then what you thought was just going to be normal poop is like a real problem?
Well, I think that's where it makes it exciting and memorable. You know, you just go, say you're like in Mexico, and you drink the water, and next thing you know, it's, imagine being saran wrapped and then it's just dripping towards your face. It's like, no, yes, yes, that's what I did want, but no, I actually don't want it anymore. Let me go.
And it's going to be warm, so it's like one of those aqua massage machines because you're wrapped up, and then there's warm water, like, being caressing
you. People are
you.
So gross. But wait, it's called number two for a reason. Is there a golden shower involved beforehand?
I don't know, actually. I'm sure at one point it'll have to come out that way.
I think more people are comfortable with golden showers than the, what is it, the Cleveland Steamer?
Yeah.
Cleveland Steamer.
We got it. Cleveland Steamer.
Poor Cleveland.
Well, I think at that point, like, if, you know, someone pisses on somebody, I think that, you know, you could wash that. Like, I don't know, if there's just, like, some poops on you, that's just, like, an extra stank on you.
This is not where we were going tonight.
You know what? I brought it there. I'm sorry. And you asked about my friend and the story. I do have some friends that are out there, though. The friends that are out there that won't call in and
let's
be my friend.
Let's get those poop-loving friends to call in. Say hello.
Maybe we should change topics. And then they won't. The poop-loving friends, there's only one that I know that actually's down like that.
I really want to know more about this. You think they've tried it or you don't know yet?
I don't know. It's kind of awkward for me to be like, hey, so did you get pooped on the other night?
Why? It was awkward when he brought it up in the first place.
Yeah, you think it's going to be awkward when he hears this radio broadcast?
He's not listening. She might be. She's probably pooping on him right now as we're talking about it. I don't know.
That would be kind of hot.
Oh man, Jeremy, our station manager, showed me something the other day along the lines of pooping and fantasies. It's called cake farting.
What?
It's a type of porn that guys are into where chicks rub their like buttholes on birthday cakes and then just fart on them and then fart out frosting and stuff. And it's not just like there's one video of it. It's like a genre. It exists. It's called cake farting.
How do I not know about this?
I know. Yeah, I don't spend enough time searching the internet for useless stuff.
Oh, man. That's awesome and disgusting.
Can you imagine that, Melissa, with one of the awesome cakes that you make? Like the one you made for that?
No one is farting my cake.
That's what we should have had go down. Fart that cake in Jeremy's mouth.
Would Jeremy be down for that?
I don't know. He seemed into the cake farting.
He would.
We should ask Jeremy if he would mind Melissa farting in his face or his mouth.
Because he's probably like, he's like, Mindy, look at this site. Oh, no, wait. I have a better one. Like, this was no random accident. I can tell.
Well, we were discussing the same type of thing, crazy fetishes, like, and cake farting came out of food fetishes, actually. The people that like to see girls with, like, mashed potatoes dumped on their head or, like, spaghetti and all that stuff.
Now, what's felching again?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Felching is eating ice cream or chocolate milk or something out of someone's butthole.
Oh.
Which is different than splashing, which is like sitting in a pool of food.
See, cake farting must be somehow related to these fantasies.
I think so.
It's like they're in the same subgenre. Cake and ice cream. That would be epic.
I was sitting in a like a bowl full of like ice cream.
That would be so cold. What about like that jellied cranberry stuff?
Right. And then
I would sit in that.
You would?
Yeah, probably. Maybe for like a minute.
And then?
Yeah. There's a lot of that weird stuff I'd be down to do, especially if I was paid. Like if someone paid me to pee on someone and I got paid enough and I didn't have to do anything else, I could do that.
I think I'd get too nervous.
Yeah, like the like, oh shit, everyone's waiting for me to pee.
Everyone's watching.
So on the spot here.
Seriously.
Drink like a gallon of water and hold it in as long as you can.
Yeah, wave the $100 bills in front of my face.
And then what if you miss? Because, I mean, being a girl, you can't really. We have a caller. Okay.
Oh, wait. In here, it's ready. Are you ready?
Okay. We're so ready for this. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, it's me, Damien.
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, tell us, what's your fantasy? In. What'd you say?
I said I told you I was tuning in.
You're amazing. So, let's see. Have you ever pooped on anyone?
No, that's gross.
Would you ever get pooped on?
No, I can't stand the smell. That'd be horrible.
All right. So, what, then, is your fantasy?
A Skittles blowjob.
Have you ever had experience with any kind of... Well, actually, one of my friends told me... maybe it was you, Alex. Someone said, oh, good luck with that candy dick. I kind of like the ring to that. So have you ever had any experience with that?
No, actually, I've had it with Altoids.
Oh, does that hurt?
No, it's actually minty and fresh for me.
Wait, now you went down with the Altoids or someone?
No. I'm saying I could feel it.
And it felt minty and fresh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did it have kind of like an after tingle?
No, it just, it was kind of numby, cold. I don't know, it's hard to explain. But it felt good. Especially when they blew on it, it just felt even better.
Alex is shaking his head like he's in total agreement.
No, I think it is because when it's kind of like that minty. Well, imagine on your mouth. I'm sure like on your penis, it's the same way. But I guess for it to kind of be blown on, I could feel refreshed. It makes sense.
I guess.
Or the Skittles, I don't know if I'd feel sweet after.
You'd probably feel dirty.
That would be my goal.
Sticky.
Situation.
But actually, that's not my fantasy. I was just messing. But that would be fun. But actually, my fantasy is when I get older. Not now, but when I get older, when I turn 50, I want to start doing porn with younger girls.
Oh, there you go. Like the Hugh Hefner kind of thing?
No, not a Hugh Hefner thing. I actually want to be in the porn with some 21-year-old girls.
Okay. Are you going to film it, too? I know you're quite the filmmaker.
Yeah, I'm going to do POV style.
Nice. What is that
thing?
Well,
you know me. I filmed a couple pornos.
Already?
Yeah, you know, I've filmed you before.
Yeah, okay. Now, have you been part of them?
No, just filming.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, but I think when I turn 50, I want to maybe be part of them this time.
Okay. So how many years do you have till 50? Like 30-something?
What was that?
How many years till you turn 50?
20 more years.
20 more? 30?
Yes.
30. That means the girls that you're going to hook up with haven't even been born yet. That's disgusting. Their parents could actually still be in high school.
Well, it's a fantasy.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, talk about killing a moment here.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Okay. Well, we can go with that. All right. So the 50-year-old wants the 21-year-old girls.
Well, where would
maybe I'll try that Skittles blowjob with them.
Do it. Someone's got to try it. I can't try it.
Well, you're single now. You can try it if you want. Just not
if with, I wanted to, but...
It's not with the guy that it was intended for.
It's not as much fun. You can't do it. You can't do something you were going to do to someone on someone else and have the same kind of feeling behind it.
Yeah, you won't just do it just to, hey, I gave a guy a Skittles blowjob just to do
no,
it.
No, because you really have to know a guy. And like...
The guy might think you're crazy. Next thing you get like a bag full of Skittles in your mouth. And
right?
It's like, hey, I'm going to go down on you.
You have to kind of establish your level of craziness that everyone's comfortable with first before you get into that. Damien, thank you so much for calling. Someday your fantasy is going to come
true.
No problem.
I'll be listening next
Wednesday
as well.
We'll right, talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
See, so that one was fairly normal. The older guy with the younger girls.
I think that happens as any guys, I think they're attracted to younger women at that point, one or the other.
I think that's most 50-year-old fantasies.
And the Corvette, right?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm 50 now. I want hot young chicks.
Why is that?
Makes them feel young and useful. And
hot.
I think guys always want to bang secretly. It's just whatever looks the most fertile. Like, you know, it's like sexual nature. So, like, young girls, you know, their mind is like, oh, that girl can have me some babies. That's really all sex is, but, you know.
Well, then how come younger guys want cougars?
Maybe it's an attraction thing.
Yeah.
In my experience, I think with younger girls, you have to put a little bit more work into it. With an older woman, at that point, everything is kind of understood. I mean, it could just be like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. There's no, like, you know, the connection's different. But I agree with Mindy, who's the third voice, which I don't know if everybody knows who she is. We kind of
everybody knows her.
I just
her.
Run the sound and chime in. Sometimes.
No, but I think the one thing we were put on this planet to do is to procreate, right? I mean, or to mate.
Yeah, so that's all there's like way subconsciously. And, you know, with the older women or different things like that, we try to like, you know, be a part of society and like pretend that's not what we want. Really, it might not be like, I want a career and stuff. I don't want a kid. But deep down, that's what like is driving our sex drives.
That makes sense.
And cougars are mommy issues too.
Yeah.
Lots of like, I was attracted to my mommy subconsciously. So that's why I want an older lady.
You mean the guys who want cougars?
Yeah.
Well, kind of like what she was talking about earlier, like the guy that was like a baby, somebody to take care of him. Maybe they needed that, like they're filling that void.
That's true.
Necessarily. But I don't know, like as an older guy, hitting on a young girl, I don't think I'm filling a void. I think I just want to be young again.
Well, you like them kind of young.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you're not even old, but you go for those girls that don't know what they're doing yet.
No, actually, I go to both ends of the spectrum. I don't discriminate.
You send mass texts to women of all ages.
Mass texts.
I know you do.
I've
seen those texts. I've seen them.
I do.
I'm on to you,
like,
Alex.
He sends one text to every girl on his phone in hopes that, like, two respond.
Yeah. I've gotten a few.
Oh.
Hey, girl. I'm thinking about you.
Isn't that a song?
But then it like, lets you know that it's been sent out to, like, 20 other people.
Yeah. You know what? I told my mom about this, though. Because my mom likes you.
She does?
She does.
I don't even know her yet.
I know, but I've told her good things.
I can't wait to meet her.
So she's like, well, what about that Alex guy? I was like, Mom, he's such a player. He's such a player. She's like, no, no. I was like, Mom, he sends out mass texts. And she goes, you're shaking your head no.
Because I deny sending mass texts.
But she's like, that's okay because you made it on the list. I was like, really?
You're one of 20.
Yeah.
I'm not even like that. I think there's like this, there's this image or there's this illusion that I'm a player and I'm so far from it.
I like to keep that image in my head because when you look at me, it's way too intense. So if I can just think about you being a player.
You won't look at me the same way?
Yeah.
As if I wasn't?
Exactly.
Which I'm not.
Right.
I think the only time I send a mass text is for people to listen to our show.
That's good. Hopefully they are. Because we love our listeners.
Okay, we'll call in at 1-800-893-9562.
That would be awesome.
I know they're there.
I know they're listening. They're just nervous. Guys, just call in. We'll be nice. We'll promote your business. We'll do whatever you want.
Or if one of the girls that I mass text, please call in.
Oh, it worked. We have a caller.
Caller?
Caller, what's your name?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Eli.
Hey, how's it going, Eli?
How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Tell us, Eli, what is your fantasy?
Well, I'm actually calling to vouch for Alex. That's my cousin.
He's is this your in-son?
Yes,
this is my in-son.
I got family love. No friends, but family.
Okay, so this is like blood. So, all right. Tell us what a good guy Alex is.
Yeah, put me on blast, please.
My cousin's a great catch. And I think he knows what he's worth. And, I think he's just saving himself for the right person. He's extremely picky. But seriously, like, when it comes down to it, I think he's just, you know, he's looking for the right one. I think we're all looking for the right one, you know, and... Like, to be quite honest, I don't know what his right one is, but he's definitely not the type of guy that that will send out a mass text message looking for. He's not throwing bait out.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
Hoping to catch some fish.
I use another friend that we nickname him as Amblance. He's my bait.
Okay, now why do you call him Amblance?
Because you know, in an ambulance, they pick up on anything. Or they pick up, they have to pick up the homeless guy, or they pick up, you know, somebody, like there's a cat in the tree, they send him out, they have to help the old lady. So we have a friend that that's a term that we use, is amblancing. So you're amblancing. You'll pick up on anything, or like the girl could be anybody, and you would pick up on her.
Anyone.
That's more of our guy code words or our jargon that we use.
I love your guys' words. Eli. Thank you so much for calling it. I'm not sure if I totally believe you, but I mean, you are family, so I do have to.
My cousin would never lie.
Ever?
Ever.
I would lie. I would lie.
Eli, what do you look like?
I'm a tall, bald-filled
guy. He actually is. I can vouch for that.
Are you really? Are you single?
No, I'm not single.
Oh. How tall are you again?
I am 5'11". 5'11 and a half.
Legitimate 5'11", or because I do have this theory that Asian guys lie 3 inches about their height.
No, we're not talking penis size. We're talking about height.
You guys are hilarious. No, this is an awesome show. I love tuning in every Wednesday. I'm kind of addicted to it right now.
Thank you. This is a great addiction to have.
Can I ask him what his fantasy is?
Yeah, ask him. Ask your cousin.
What is my fantasy? You know, you guys were talking about, like, procreation and stuff like that. See, for me, it's like, I like to, like, I have this thing where, like, I like to shoot my load. And it's, like,
we all like to shoot.
You could shoot it, like, just anywhere. Like, you could do cream pies. You know, cream pies are like when you shoot it inside. You could shoot it like all over their face.
This is an inside joke. That's what he's getting at.
I gotcha. Okay.
No, but I'm serious though. Like that's my fantasy. It's like my thing.
So you just want to shoot it like a fire hose.
There's a milk thing. There's all this stuff. Those are my fantasies. I'm into MILFs. I'm into, and shooting it like a fire hose. There you go.
Thanks. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much for calling, Eli.
I can't wait to see your girlfriend.
This is wonderful.
I can't wait. I can't wait because this is going to be like live podcast or not. It'll be broadcasted. So I'm forever enshrined in the podcast now.
This is being saved in the archives forever and ever. You're famous now.
Ever.
Thanks for calling in, bud.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You have your family calling in to vouch for you?
Hey, that's love right there.
You must be a good guy.
I don't know. You think I am, but then you think I'm not. So.
I know. I try not to think you are.
I'll prove you wrong, I guess. One way or the
other. It's easier to think you're not.
Yeah, one way or the other.
So now, would you be interested in fulfilling your girl's fantasy?
Yes. What is your fantasy, Melissa?
My fantasy.
Oh, you said my girl. I thought you meant my co-host.
I'm just talking about any girl that you're with. If she came to you with a crazy fantasy. Because I have one that I didn't think was all that crazy until I told someone and they laughed in my face.
Why would you tell someone? You should have just...
Because I wanted them to do it.
Had that special moment with that person. Oh, did you tell that person or someone else?
Yeah.
And they didn't go for it?
Mm-mm.
Can I hear about
it? What is it? We're curious.
It's not even that crazy or anything. It's really cheesy.
Okay.
It's really, like, early 90s cheese.
Like, are we talking mozzarella, Swiss cheese?
Bring the cheese.
There's so many eyes on me right now. You guys all, like, doubled the amount of eyes you have.
I think that's because we want to know.
You guys really want to know?
I think I have an idea of what it is.
All right. You probably do. Okay, I'll tell you now. This is my romantic fantasy because, like we said, there's romantic and there's dirty. So my romantic fantasy, I love this band. You guys might have heard of them. It's Boys to Men.
Yes. You did mention that.
They sing that song. How's it go?
I wish I could sing. I'll make love to you. Yeah. I should have my cousin sing it. He actually has a good voice.
They sing that song and I would just, oh my gosh. So my fantasy is to be in this soft, cushy bed, lots of candles, it's quiet.
Rose petals everywhere?
Sure. And I want a guy to sing that to me. Shut up, you guys.
Like, just...
Continue.
It's good stuff.
I love that song. I think the guys who sing it are so sexy. Of course, I like brown guys. So you kind of put one next to the other. And yeah, that's my fantasy right there.
You're moist from here, I could see.
I'm not all sweet, though. I have dirty fantasies. But now what about you? What's your sweet romantic fantasy?
Actually, you know what? I think for me, more of like the sweet romantic is obviously, I think I'm more of like a pleaser.
Continue with your pleasing.
Thanks, guys.
Especially with, actually, just to let everybody know that's listening, Melissa looks awesome tonight.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to start with how well you look. She's wearing this short gray mini skirt. And this awesome, tight Skid Row Studios shirt she's representing.
What does it do to her breasts?
Oh my gosh, her breasts are amazing.
Are they popping?
She's showing a little cleavage, yes.
You guys are killing me.
I'm just describing you. She's got some nice long stems on her. Some gorgeous legs.
Girl, are you ready? Are you ready, Melissa?
I was. Oh my god, you guys are awful. You're horrible. But Alex, seriously, What's your romantic fantasy?
You know what? I think I'm about to experience it right now. Yeah. Skid Row Studios, making fantasies come true.
And this is where, for those of you watching online, they're about to take off their clothes and the romance, Skid Row Studios, real romance.
Something like that, something like that.
Who cut down the lights?
You guys. Oh my God.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay, go. You're horrible. Alex, get to it. What is your fantasy?
You know what? I think I'm more of a pleaser, which I just can't wait to get my hands on you right now.
Oh, God.
You got me in the mood. You're right. This song does do it. I could see. I could
song,
see.
Right?
I never thought like listening to the song would actually get me in the mood.
Music.
Yes.
Now imagine if we could get this done by Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol.
That would be crazy.
Could we get a version like that?
We'll ask them. Send the message. Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol, we love you guys. You did something amazing on Saturday night. Can we get a version of this song? Can you do that? Please.
Who knows? Maybe in the next show. We have to go to the next show to see.
That would be amazing. I would love that.
We'll not let go till you tell me to.
It's so sexy when you say it, Mindy.
Oh, yeah. I'm total sexy.
I do want to let the listeners know that Mindy told me a story before this show started. She's a drummer in a band. Yeah. Oh, I'm telling the story.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Aww.
Or do you want to tell the story?
Dangerously Sleazy.
Yep.
Check them out on where?
Facebook.com/dangerouslysleazy.
Yes.
Or YouTube.com/MindyAnnaJones.
Oh, God. And what is it that you will not wear when you're performing?
A skirt. Because literally, when you play drums, you're basically in the, like spread eagle position. You know, you have a snare drum between your legs. Your knees have to be, like, super wide. And it's not a very ladylike thing. You're sweaty. You're gross. When I'm done playing drums, every part of my body, everything I'm wearing is drenched in sweat, except for there's always two dry spots where my nipples are, which proves to me that nipples do not sweat.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
See, I think that could be someone's fantasy right there. A hot, sweaty drummer girl just jumped off stage.
Beating up the drums.
Nice. Is that your fantasy? Do you take some of your sexual aggression out on those drums?
I don't know if it's really too sexual. Like, it's an amazing feeling playing drums. I can compare it to sex, but I don't really, like, get off on playing the drums.
Try it next time.
Once I was really drunk and I was playing the drums and I started thinking about porn and then I messed up because of that.
You were going to a different rhythm.
Yeah, I was like spacing off and I was like, oh yeah, I remember that porn I watched today. And then next thing I know, the rest of the band is on a different part than me.
Oh, you know what? That happens to me all the time, actually. When I'm talking to someone, I'll just kind of space off and start wondering what they look like when they're having sex.
Really? Like,
yeah.
So you're watching TV?
Yeah, or what they say. I'm not saying I want to be with them. I'm just wondering how they transform.
Actually, you know, I'm the same way. I always wonder if like a girl's like a screamer or a moaner, if they squirt or not.
Ooh, do you get girls to do that?
Squirt? Actually, yeah. I haven't been with a girl that squirted like crazy. I've heard stories. I have friends that have been with girls and they're like, they literally thought they were pissing on them.
That's gonna be a whole other show.
Hate skill on both parts.
Are you a squirter, Mindy?
I know how.
Do you really?
Can you like learn or is it like an acquired?
You can learn. Yeah.
Okay, you and me after the show.
I guess I can give you some masturbation 101.
Yeah. You're going to have to tell me about this.
I am a master debater. No, I'm a master masturbator.
You know what? There's something in that room because the stories and the lines that come out of there are
oh.
impressive.
I think masturbation is very normal. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think the only time it's probably a problem is if, like, you're in a relationship and, like, your girlfriend didn't let you jack off or something.
I heard that happen to someone.
Yeah.
I can't get girls that would do that. I mean, I guess I'm a girl that masturbates. So I guess I don't understand how you would want to deny someone you love, like, that.
Well, like, no, I was reading an article that was a married couple. And she would not let her husband masturbate. I guess maybe she just wanted to be the one that pleased him all the time.
What if he just went to the edge but didn't go all the way?
I don't know if he could justify that. I mean, there was a time when I was in a relationship and I was kind of, she never really wanted me to jerk off and stuff. So I would have to, like, I think she would measure my load to see if I...
Keeping a guy from touching his junk would be like a full-time job.
I think guys do it all the time, maybe unconsciously. You can be just sitting down or just walking. You know, guys probably
sitting
readjust.
Sitting down or walking.
Well, I mean, they just grab their junk just to kind of readjust or, you know.
Sometimes, like, you're riding in a car and it makes you horny. Like, road ride boners. You've got a road boner?
I've actually, you know what that is?
You understand?
You know, I know exactly because there's actually times where I've just been driving down the road and... I would have my girlfriend at the time. She would literally just jump on top of me when you're driving.
When you're driving?
Yeah.
She's on top of you.
It happened to me once. Yeah. We were driving down PCH. I'll never forget it. Next thing you know, it was like, we gave you that, like, I want you look. And it was just the look. And she was wearing a skirt. She just jumped on top of me. And we were driving down PCH. And talk about joyriding.
Oh, I want all of your routes mapped
out. I was just talking about how, like, when you're in the van for a long time and it's just bouncy, 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 and all of a sudden it's just like you're sitting on a vibrator, you know?
I think that's a way to get going.
You know what? We kind of talked about this at the party because that really pretty girl rides horses.
And what'd she say? She talked about
someone, some guy was like, oh yeah, that gets you off. And then I was like, no, it's like a sitting on a laundry machine. And then
I think one of the things that got a lot of people off is when you were playing kissy face with someone at the party.
Maybe.
Kissy face?
You left too early.
I'm not going to tell the story. You tell Melissa. It.
Oh, there's nothing to tell.
Was it someone special?
No.
It might be. I don't want to call anybody out. So.
Was it Jeremy?
No. Oh, okay. Jeremy's a whole nother level of special.
He got the cake in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to, like, shove it in his face because I really like coming here.
You think he would have been like, no, how dare you shove cake in my face? Your show is canceled.
I think you wanted to put the cake in your butt. And that'd be- no.
I didn't know about it then. Next time. Christmas party.
There you go. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, we need more parties. That was epic.
It was so good.
Party. He definitely knows how to be a host.
Yeah. That cake was good, too. I didn't eat enough.
Thank you.
And I was right. Everyone wanted a piece. They were like around it like hawks, but no one would touch it because everyone was scared to do the first slice.
Yeah, they're like, if we just take a picture, maybe we'll taste it.
I think there was almost as many pictures with the cake than there were with the beer.
Right? That was some good beer, too.
Yes.
Thanks, beer people.
Indio.
Indio beer.
Indio.
Indio beer.
It's a good party.
It was.
It was a great place, too. Damn. But I loved, we took a picture in the lobby and then we posted it on Facebook and then Jeremy asked where it was.
Of their lobby?
Of his lobby.
With like what, the lion mural or the fountain or something?
Yeah, the lion mural.
He doesn't notice the lion mural?
I don't know if he was serious. I was just like, after party in the lobby. I don't know. Maybe he sees a lot of lions around this area. I don't know.
No, actually, it was nice. I liked that little mural they had.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
It was a nice place. It's a good party. So, speaking of places, where's the weirdest place that you've ever got it on?
The weirdest place I've ever had sex. Oh, man. That's actually a great question. Nothing really jumps out, actually. I'm probably more normal, like a bedroom type of guy. Well, unless you're driving down PCH and you're in the home. Actually, you know what, though? I think probably in the car. I don't even know if that's even actually weird. But I think just, like, maybe midday, literally, like, girlfriend's is coming over for, like, a nooner at lunch.
Tinted windows, no tint.
It doesn't matter. I think there's times when... Well, my car is tinted. There's limo tint. But sometimes we'd be in other cars or her car.
Other cars. Yeah. We just find a car that's unlocked.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. That leaves it open.
I saw a car today, no one around, the door was open. If I was an evil person, I could have hopped in that car.
That was probably my car. I do that all the time. That's why I have to live in a really safe area, because I need everyone to either be looking out for me or just not looking.
Just trustworthy.
Yeah. Or overwhelmed.
Well, at that point, I think it's just, I mean, it's a materialistic thing and could be replaced. It's just a car.
Oh, man, I lost my car and I'm still busting it.
Aww. If anybody has a car they want to give to Mindy out there.
Yeah.
Call in. Donate.
Call in. 800-893-9562.
I take all donations. Donations of any form.
Oh, see? There we go. Send her a sandwich and a car.
Yeah. That would make my day.
We'd send her four wheels to start off with.
A couple hubcaps.
We'll build one.
Yeah. We'll build it in the studio. Then we wouldn't get it through the door.
Actually, you know what? Now I think about it, like, kind of weird. I think what a lot of people's fantasies are is, like, maybe, like, in a pool or jacuzzi. That wasn't my thing. I mean, I've had sex in a pool, and I just didn't really like it.
Does the chlorine burn?
No, not at all.
No good lube.
Yeah.
Water's not good lube.
Yeah.
It's dry. Drying it.
But I don't know. Do people think that's, like a turn-on? Or, I mean, I don't know if that's, like, a place. Have you ever had sex in the pool?
Like a jacuzzi? No. That's not really... I don't know. Hot tubs kind of remind me of, like, human soup.
Yeah.
That goes back to felching. Or splashing. Splashing in a giant...
Well, I guess it's pool. Probably better, like, if in the shower, as opposed to maybe, like, the pool and jacuzzi. Because at least it's not fully...
I don't know, because, I mean, if you're in the shower... I'm such a fantasy killer. All I think about is someone slipping.
Just hold on.
Someone will get hurt here.
That makes it fun. It's like, oh, what happened to you? How'd you hurt your shoulder? I was having sex in the shower. And
no, sex injuries are no fun.
But it's a good... It's like a war story. It's something to tell.
Yeah. I hate, like, the pulled muscles. Like, oh, I somehow pulled the inside of my thigh. Now it hurts to walk for 2 days.
People ask, what's wrong? A car accident. I don't know. Leave me alone.
Hobbling today.
It's like, I haven't used those muscles in a long time. Or you got really crazy last night for it to be like, I'm a little sore from that.
Didn't stretch beforehand.
You need some yoga.
It's always important to stretch before and after.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, good cardio exercise, too.
Well, if you're on top.
I guess both. Depending. You can work those hips no matter where you are.
Someone told me once, I think I might have said this before, someone told me that if you want to be with a guy, you should get with a someone who does jiu-jitsu. Because they're always moving their hips around and they know how to work that.
Or what if they're like a good dancer and like, you know, you have a, I have a friend that does like a, he does like a lot of body rolls.
Is
we
he
call
short?
Them belly rolls. No, he's average height.
I'd say go for a trumpet player.
Of course.
They can do some fancy things with their lips and they can make them vibrate for hours.
True. You are wise.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could find a trumpet player with a that does jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And ballet.
And ballet.
Trumpet playing ballet dancer.
There you go.
Jiu-jitsu. And a good cook.
Ooh. Yeah, you need someone who can do you up all good and then make you like a deep fried grilled cheese afterwards.
And feed you on top of that.
Yeah.
And wash the dishes after.
Oh, yeah.
Dishes.
Oh, if they could wash the dishes.
My boyfriend does dishes probably about 90% of the time, and that's one of, like, the sexiest qualities is that he's, like, he's more of a clean freak than me. So I clean a lot, and I enjoy cleanly places, but then my boyfriend takes care of it.
Oh, seriously. If a guy does that,
he's a keeper.
Seriously. Yeah. Hang on to that one. Yeah, if you come home to a clean house, then you don't even have to think about it. Then all your attention is on making your guy happy.
That's a note to self right there.
Seriously.
It's like, okay, I could come home from work and we can hang out, or I could come home from work and I can clean.
I'd clean for you.
Aw, thank you.
Knowing that, that's
See?
What happened.
He's such a player. He's running around cleaning houses all over town.
Hey, baby, let me come clean your house.
When are you going to be at work? I want to come in and clean.
I say it's a whole nother level.
That's what we do here. Speaking of whole nother levels,
we are the whole next level.
There you go. Speaking of whole nother level, you want to know where my weirdest place was?
Where?
It was this amazing place.
Amazing?
It was really, no, it was like the coolest place ever where you could bang someone.
Where would that be?
Very exclusive. Members only.
On top of an air hockey machine.
Oh. With the air on?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Let's think on that for a minute.
And we should stop by on the way home. All this talk's got me riled up.
By an air hockey machine? Where can we find an open air hockey joint?
I don't know. You could Google it, Yelp it.
Go to the Koreatown bowling alley, Chateau Lanes.
Apparently, this one's been done before.
No, oh, that's not where I tried it, but.
You just noticed that table?
That's where me and my boyfriend go play air hockey.
Aww.
Well, so I'm not if we were to go there.
Fuck on your hockey table.
Well, yeah, I guess not. I mean, I don't usually like lick the puck or anything, but.
Usually.
Yeah. I make a point not to.
So I need to know, Melissa, where is this exclusive, private, members-only place?
Well, it's not as cool as an air hockey table.
Where is it? I want to know the cool place.
I know.
It's in Hollywood.
Okay.
Playboy Mansion?
It's a smaller castle in Hollywood.
Castles? In Hollywood? They have those?
Yeah, there's one.
The only one I know is kind of magical.
It was a pretty magical experience over and over and over again.
Tell us all about it.
It was amazing. I don't want to tell where it is because then people are going to go and then they're gonna defile my spot.
Well, if it's exclusive, I don't think it's...
I know, I don't think I'll ever get back there, though.
I'm sure I will.
You're awful, Mindy.
I love this song.
I do, too.
Especially what you're wearing tonight. Can't wait to see that on my bedroom floor.
Oh my god.
Skid Row exclusive. After this episode, someone's clothes are coming off.
Hey, we do have that remote broadcast.
Remote from your bedroom.
Nice.
There you go.
Is anyone home tonight?
I say we do it.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at Mindy, by the way.
All right, guys. It's been way too much fun tonight. We didn't even get through all of our topics. We're going to have to try this one again. Check us out on Facebook. You can email me, oralstimulationwithmelissa@gmail.com. And other than that, we will see you, hear you, talk to you next week. You